Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange disputes allegations by State Representative Alvin Holmes that the city is discriminating against African Americans in its hiring decisions. Strange told reporters at his weekly media briefing today that he has hired 4 blacks into 8 positions his office controls.
For instance, I can appoint the finance director. I can appoint the Parks and Rec director. Well, those people are already in place, have been there, finance 15 years, Parks and Rec 30 years. So would he have me fire those individuals and hire an African American? I don't think so. So I think it has to do with some understanding. It has to do with the process. And every time that we get an opportunity, we make sure that we have a broad, diverse group that are qualifying to get that position.
In other matters, the mayor said the old Sears department store building on West Fairview Avenue will be torn down. He said the demolition will start April 15th. Also, Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange held his weekly press briefing at the new headquarters of the Community Newspaper Holdings, Inc. The company, which began in Birmingham in 1997, recently relocated its headquarters to the capital city. CNHI President Donna Barrett says she chose Montgomery because of its historic value and economic growth.
Certainly, when we took a look at Montgomery, we were very excited about the development and projects going on in the downtown with the new hotels, the alleyway, of course. We just found a lot going on in downtown Montgomery that made it a very exciting place to be. And the fact that our office could be located on the most historic street in America, as I've been told Dexter is, with both, of course, the Civil Rights and the Civil War playing a prominent role right outside of our window, and the showcasing of Martin Luther King's church as well, we found it a very attractive spot.
Barrett says her company owns 80 daily newspapers, including magazines and digital media. The company has operations in about 24 states with 4,000 employees. Montgomery's corporate office employs about 70 workers. In other news, Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange said he's optimistic the new health care overhaul will be ruled unconstitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court. Strange made the comments Wednesday in Washington, D.C., where he joined other attorneys general who have challenged the health care law. A decision on whether to throw out any or all of the law is expected by the end of June. Blues singer and harmonica player Jerry Boogie McCain has died in his hometown at Gadsden. He was 81. A relative of McCain said he died Wednesday at Riverview Regional Medical Center, where he was being treated for a bone marrow disease. McCain began recording in 1953. His early records include East of the Sun, Wine O' Wine, and The Jig's Up. In recent years, he played musical festivals across the United States and Europe and received the Alabama Folk Heritage Award. Funeral arrangements are pending. Alabama State University and the One Place Family Justice Center in Montgomery held a dating violence awareness forum. Today's seminar examined the dangers and warning signs of dating violence. ASU's Violence Against Women coordinator Jim Grayboys.
A lot of times people too often think, oh, well, if the person just slapped me once or if they just called me nasty names, that's not dating violence. They don't think it goes to the level of dating violence because they're worried that, hey, if he puts me in the hospital, it's dating violence. Well, that's not the case. Actually, dating violence is when one party is trying to hurt or harm the other. And so if a person is in an abusive relationship, that abuse can actually encompass emotional as well as physical.
Grayboy says if you are a victim of dating violence or domestic abuse, call 229-4400 or contact the One Place Family Justice Center at 262-7378. Look for partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a 20% chance of thunderstorms in your highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, a slight chance of rain with your lows in the lower 60s. On your Friday, thunderstorms are likely with your highs in the lower 80s and a 60% chance of rain. Friday night, a slight chance of thunderstorms with your lows in the lower 60s. And looking ahead to your Saturday, mostly cloudy skies in the morning with a 40% chance of thunderstorms and your highs in the lower 80s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.